And then
stop
like,
dream fucking people. Who are you fucking?
Your mum.
You could in your dream.
I know, I could do anything. I kicked the shit out of my dad. I don't know what that's about. I don't know.
I didn't think you knew you were dreaming and it didn't matter.
Yeah, and I just fucking
did you really beat the shit out of him?
Beat the fucking piss out of my dad.
Oh my god, was he bleeding?
Oh yeah.
And that's so dark, man. Yeah,
it's so dark. Then I fucked him. Get it.
Why the hell do people
G-Man? Is there anything for dessert or something?
Oh, Mario.
Oh my god.
Whoa. Hometown Spider-Man.
Yay. I need help with doing a push-up.
This is still going?
Yep. No, I just took the blanket over it because it's getting a bit jizz stained.
Is that true?
Just, no, it's Ellie. Ellie lies on it and dribbles, and then there's all these just little like,
jizz stains.
It looks like jizz stains, but I don't masturbate on the couch in my own home.
I mean, you can. It's your house.
I know, but I mean, I just don't. You know, I've got a bed.
You purely a bed guy.
Yeah, I think so. Sometimes on the toilet.
On the toilet?
Never masturbated on the toilet. Is
like
that weird?
Sitting on the toilet?
I didn't. I felt odd bringing that up just then. But
do you?
Yeah, I've masturbated on the toilet.
While you're using it?
No, I'm not like waiting for right when the poo slides out. It's a climax.
So you just go and sit lid on?
Here's what I do. Here's what I do, Aiden. All right. So the night before, I'll eat a bunch of pasta, as much pasta as I can. Try and minimize the amount of liquids that I'm eating. All right. And then the next morning, I sit on the toilet. And I'll push a poo out a little bit, just a little bit, and then I'll suck it back up. And then I'll push it out again. I'll suck it back up.
No one is enjoying this.
And I just keep.
That is revolting.
It is a revolting thought.
What the fuck?
I do, but would you be shocked to hear that some people have probably done that? Like if some,
no, of course. Everybody's done everything.
I haven't done that.
No, sorry. People have done everything.
Yeah, yeah. Get it. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, that's better.
People have done everything for sure.
So you reckon someone's coughed up and ingest, not coughed up, pushed out and sucked up a.
I'm not sure if you can push out and suck up
a poo.
Yeah,
yeah, I've done that.
If it's halfway out, I can't suck it. Why? Well,
I don't. I have no gauge. I have no gauge of my anus. Like I don't. I don't know how far it's out. But have you ever been like constipated, and you're like pushing, and it's like you feel like it's out, and you're like I can't go any further, and you give up, and it slides back in. That is one of the most annoying feelings in the world. You're like I was so fucking close.
Yeah.
You're like, it was right there. I was ready to... I had it.
Oh, that's so upsetting.
That's a strong way to start.
Yeah.
Like you've just walked in the door.
Yeah. It's the first things we've really said to
each other today.
That's so fucking disgusting, man.
How are your poos? Friend to friend, how are your poos right now?
They're okay. They could be better.
Uh-huh.
But they're okay.
They're okay.
They're okay.
Good. I mean, okay is better than bad.
Yeah, they're not soft.
Mm-hmm, that's good.
I think there's maybe too much fiber in my diet.
Okay.
Isn't that what makes poos?
Fiber makes poos, but like gets bind. You regular.
Like I thought fiber made like it.
No, I learned when I was, unless my doctor's stupid, fiber. If it's too dry or too wet, fiber will always get you to the center.
Oh, okay. So maybe there's too much red meat in my diet?
Maybe.
It's too hard.
Too hard. Not enough water? You're drinking lots of water?
Heaps of water, man.
Okay. Yeah.
So much water. So my poos are okay. Thank you.
My poos are great right now.
Really?
But they were very recently terrible.
Okay.
So I'm you know.
Are you on a bit of this?
No, I just, when I got sick, I just got really dry. And then when I got dry, I hurt my anus, and it's been a period of pain.
It's like we think people enjoy this.
I mean,
do you know what I mean? Like people tune in to listen to this, and we really sit here and think, yeah, they want to know about our assholes.
What is there to tell? You know, I want to tell people about everything, and my asshole is a big part of what my last 2 weeks were. Every time I went to the bathroom, it was like fucking carry.
Really?
Yeah, it fucking sucked.
That's
there's nothing worse than a bad poo. It kicks off your day in the worst way. It finishes your day in the worst way. You just know it's coming. I was walking around all day like I've got a poo. And I'm like, ugh, I know this is going to hurt when I get home. I don't want to go home. It's like I live with an abusive wife. I'm like, one more drink. Like when I used to, that girl I dated, when I used to just never want to go home.
Yep.
Yeah. That time, that was one of the darkest moments when I was dating this girl and I got off. I was coming home from the city.
Yeah.
And I got off like two stops earlier than my house and walked like 4Ks just to stretch out the time it took me to get home.
Yeah. That's rough. That's so rough.
Can't craft a joke out of that one.
No, not really. That's just really, that's really dark, quite sad, actually.
But you know what? Lessons learned.
Yeah.
So last time we saw you, you were just about to move into your new house.
Yep.
And now you've been living there for ages.
Yeah. A month, maybe two? No, a month.
It can't be two. I feel like it's been like 3 weeks.
No.
I feel like you'd just be creeping on a month.
No. I moved in last weekend of, I guess first weekend of March.
We did a podcast, missed a week, did one without you, missed a week. Now you're back.
A month.
That checks out.
A month.
How's it going?
Really great.
Yeah?
Yep. Really, really great.
No punch-ons?
No, there's not been any punch-ons. There's been a bit of wrestling, which is fun, because I'm the only boy.
Yeah, that's... Yeah. That's a funny bit. Thanks. The wrestling's been fun because I'm the only boy. What kind of wrestling?
How do you? Oh, no, there's not really been much wrestling. But one of the girls, I don't know, I haven't said their names and I don't think I will. One of the girls has never had siblings,
mm-hmm.
let alone a brother.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been a brother my whole life and I'm really good at it.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm really giving her the business, you know what I mean? I'm walking in, I'm turning her light on, I'm opening her door.
Yeah.
I'm thingy bobbing in her sheets. Do you know what I mean?
What are you thinking bobbing in her
sheets? Like flicking her sheets off.
Oh my God. That was, yeah, you got to be careful about the way you phrase that.
Sorry.
I'm thingy bobbing in her sheets.
Like she's, if she's like, brothers if do. She's like just got into bed, she's sitting with a tea. Yeah. I'll come in, I'll open the door, I'll open the light, I'll flick her sheets off and leave.
So they're not having as good a time as you.
No.
In this arrangement.
God, no.
That's such bullying. That's yeah, like, yeah. That's so.
Yeah. But it's fun.
You yeah, know?
It's
yeah.
fun bullying.
I remember living with Bruce.
Yeah.
And Bruce would used to just come in. And like come in, not say anything and leave just so that he'd leave my door open. I'm like, yeah. You fucking dick, come back and close the door. And he's like,
no, that's, yeah, that's, I mean, if it happens to me, I'm furious.
I'm fuming. If they suddenly turned the.
Oh, one of them came into my room, opened the light. I was like, can you close my door? Because they're walking past.
Mm-hmm.
And she kicked it open more and turned the light on. I was like,
fucking annoying.
Get back here.
Yeah.
But that's fine. Been doing a lot of mooning.
Yep. It's like you're getting out 10 years worth of share housing.
Yeah, it's really fun.
In 3 weeks.
It's really fun. Just a bunch of mooning. And I'm getting good at mooning.
Okay.
I haven't spread them yet.
You should never spread them.
I'll spread them for you, baby.
Spreading when you're mooning is like...
That's an affront.
Yeah, once you spread, that's assault.
Yeah, I think that... Because once you spread, also, I think they see just the tip of your ball sack as well.
The tip of your ball sack?
Yeah, you know, like where it starts?
Yeah, but I wouldn't call it the tip.
Well, what would you... Is there a tip of the ball sack?
They're too round to have a tip. I'd call it the bunt.
The bunt.
The bunt of the sack.
Okay, well... It's a fucking podcast, man. The bunt. Yeah, the bunt of my ball sack.
The glog of your ball sack.
The glog?
Also, if they see your anus, like, that's flashing. That's no longer mooning.
Yeah, if you see, my cousin used to do that. He used to bend, like to everybody, the whole family, he used to turn around and just show us his fucking ring. And he was like 15. And you'd see it, and it was so hairy and definitely so sweaty. And you're like, God.
I remember my cousin as well flashed us at a pool party. And I saw it was brown. And I went, it's brown. And he got really embarrassed.
Well,
and everyone was like, wipe your asshole, idiot.
Some people have brown assholes.
No, he hadn't wiped properly.
Ew, yeah. Man.
Yeah, you know how little boys are.
No.
You're like just learning how to wipe.
How old was he?
I don't know. Like I would have been like 7, so like 8, 9, like around that age.
Okay, sure. I still expect a 9-year-old to know how to wipe their ass.
I don't think I was good at wiping my ass till I was like 24.
Is that true?
No. Sometimes I just like to say funny things.
I've got a method that I haven't come across anybody else with the same method.
Now we're cooking.
I grab the...
This podcast.
Yeah, I know, man. This fucking... God, This is, we'll just cut all this. We'll start.
I have other things I want to talk about, but we have like really circled around poop. But keep going. I want to know.
It's just my method. This is just the quick patented method, TM. What you do is you get, and then you sort of roll the toilet paper around my fingers like this.
Mm-hmm.
So like, oh God, it's so hard without a stand. You wrap it like that.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's kind of like, imagine like a boxer wrapping their hands before a fight.
Yeah.
Except I do it like that. It's and like then I use, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I couldn't. I couldn't do that. But why? Mainly because I don't need my whole hand. I just need like a finger.
Do you only do like one finger?
Yeah, because I'm just getting in there to get the poo. Like it's kind of like that. Like I almost accidentally did it then when I did the motion, but really? It's like that. It's like a two finger thing. Because I'm going into cheeks, like that. That's like.
Are you sitting?
Yeah.
Oh, I stand.
I mean, I lean forward a little bit.
No, I stand.
Also, I like, and this has been a problem with girlfriends. I don't like when people use too much toilet paper. Mainly because I'm always the one buying the fucking toilet paper.
Because you like nice toilet paper.
I mean, I just like toilet paper, but like I shouldn't need to buy a 24-pack every goddamn week, you know?
Sure.
Like just girls. And I don't know what it is about girls. And I get it. Wipe when you... Every girlfriend I've ever had has been like, we have to wipe when we pee. I'm like, I wipe when I pee. I'm not a fucking Neanderthal. Like, I take off toilet paper and dab you the end of my penis.
When you pee?
I dab the pee off the end of my penis when I'm done peeing.
Is that true?
I mean, not everybody does that, but I do that. I just don't
I've done that once or twice and the toilet paper got stuck to my dick.
No, I mean, you get a little bit thickly. You know, you get like the thinner sheet. I get like a couple fold.
So you're getting a couple fold just to pee?
Yeah, but you can take like two and then fold it in a few times. Point is, I'm not using that much toilet paper when sure. I pee. Yeah. But no, I don't get it stuck to the end of my... I have... The only time I've ever
gotten... It looks like you cut yourself shaving.
The time I've got it stuck to the end... The time I've got it stuck to the end of my pee is when I'm wiping.
Why are you wiping?
Wiping semen on your penis.
With the tissues?
Just go to the bathroom to clean myself up.
Oh, okay.
What do you use to wipe cum off?
Whoever I'm sleeping with.
That's so fucking funny. That's... Somehow that's the grossest thing we've said today.
Yeah. I did used to sleep with somebody who'd come and then as they were getting up to get me the towel to wipe myself off, because I hate, if I've been covered in, and it's not happened in a long time, but if I've been covered in, if someone's come on me, there's a whole bunch of cum on me, and like my cum as well, so there's like two dudes worth of cum on me, and someone gives me like two tissues, it's like a little respect.
Yeah, please.
Like get me a towel, just get me a towel.
Yeah.
Okay, get me a towel, face washer, something. Okay, obviously you won't use that face washer again, but something. Anyway, they do this. I'll just demonstrate on you. I'm not sure if I can get that.
It's finally happening.
Oh God, everything's connected. They do this. They go like, ah.
Oh my God.
But like on my stomach. So for the audio listeners, sort of just imagine you sort of like you've got something on the edge of your thumb and just sort of like wipe it on your knee.
Yeah.
Just that with your cock and semen on. And then... he'd flick it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like he'd get a bit and then he'd flick it and then he'd go and get me something. Like I was like
a painter. Like a house painter flicking a paintbrush.
Yeah.
Just like.
Yeah, we've had some trauma.
That's some pretty fucking, I haven't had sexual trauma like you.
Oh, I've had sexual trauma, baby.
Most of my sexual experiences have all been pretty chill. But I also don't have sex with men, and I feel like men are the driving force of a lot of trauma.
Yeah, sexually. Yeah. I have not had sexual trauma with a woman.
What about that that one lady who was like...
Oh, that was pretty traumatic.
That's like...
I didn't like that
it's
at
less,
all.
It's less... I was trying to explain this to someone the other day when I was talking about how like, yes, it's easy. It's like yes, men can get assaulted and blah, blah, blah. As well. But like at the end of the day, like I could kill a woman with my hands. So it's hard for me to...
True.
You know, it's hard for me to feel... The same kind of
no, I'm not really trauma. Ever fearful. It's not scared or.
I'd just like to clarify, I don't want to kill a woman with my hands. I just mean, I just have. I'm a walking weapon.
Oh, are you?
That's what they call me.
Let's fucking go. The weapon. Look at us.
Patriarchy. Look at us, fucking go. Yeah, we can do damage.
Yeah, that was a horrifying experience as well. Won't get into it. I think I must have.
You've done it on the podcast. That's the only reason why I know it.
Sure.
And by the way. It's not the first time it's come up outside of the podcast.
Oh, you were telling that story to somebody?
No, I'm just talking about like in the stream, like I've been like, I could say like, like, oh, that enemy's like got a really thick weapon, and then someone in the chat will be like, thick, thick, thick. Like, it's one of those things where shit comes up like that all the time. People quote us to me and I don't know what they're talking about. Did I tell you about when I got recognized at Kmart?
Yeah.
Fuck. End of story.
Me at the end. Sorry.
No, I was so excited.
Set that up again.
No, no, because I don't. I think. No, no, no. I feel
for
like
the podcast, set it up again.
I feel like I've told this on the podcast. So I go to Kmart, right?
What's this story?
Actually, no, I wouldn't have told this on the podcast because this was like back when we were doing Catch Me, we weren't doing the podcast back then.
I think we should cut all of that
and start again.
Set it up.
What?
Set it up
for this, Aiden.
Yeah.
Did I tell you about that time I got recognized at Kmart?
No.
So.
What? Did you really get recognized at Kmart?
I did. You're doing really well.
Thank you.
So I
was really in it. You were making it seem
because
like,
I think this is funnier.
I was so good at that.
So so we were doing a show, you and I, and
yeah,
you were in the show, but I was on the production team. So I was. What's the saying? Dressed to the nines.
You were dressed to the nines.
I was one of those nights when I was looking fine as hell.
Yeah.
So I left the show. I go to Kmart. First of all, I go to Coles to get some stuff. Because there's this 24-hour Kmart Coles thing.
Uh-huh.
So I go to
That one?
Yeah.
Okay.
So I go there to get the blah, blah, blah. And then I go to Kmart and walk through. And the reason I was in Kmart was I wanted an adult coloring book. Because I was trying to get into like mindfulness and like just having activities that weren't gaming and that. And just like something I could turn my brain off.
The coloring is so good.
It is. Yeah. I'll show you the butterfly I painted.
Nice.
Sorry, I didn't paint. Colored.
Colored.
And these people come up to me and they go, whatever they said was like, excuse me, like something like that. And I thought, they think I work here because I'm in like a button down.
Sure.
In nice. And I looked over and I was like, oh no, they work here. They were in their uniforms. It was two of them. And they said, it was a while ago, so I got to remember exactly how it went, but it was something like, we saw you come in a few weeks ago and we wanted to say something. We weren't sure. We feel like we've seen you on something. Are you on a TV show? And I was like, well, I do like YouTube content. And they're like, yeah, I've seen a video of yours. And I was like, yeah, but I also look like Michael McIntyre. So some people feel like they recognize me.
Sure.
And then he's like, no, I know who Michael McIntyre is. And it's like, I know, you know. And I was like, I make YouTube videos, but I've only got about 30,000 subscribers, but you might've seen something on Facebook. Do you watch like lots of YouTube content? And he was like, I do. And I went and I showed him like one of the Gameology things. He's like, that's where I saw you.
Wow.
Sorry, the thing. And I was like, oh, that's what. I was also being really like weird because it wasn't like, it'd be easier if I knew that they knew who I was.
Sure.
But at that point, I was still trying to work out if they mistook me.
Yeah.
Which so then it would be really weird if I was like, yes, GMAT. And they're we saw you on the security camera.
Yeah, you've actually been stealing and you're not allowed here anymore.
I also had the adult coloring book and Dino Bites in my hand. So I was being really like shy and weird.
Please don't look at my Dino Bites. Dino Nugs are the best.
They're really fucking good. These tempura anyways. And then they were like, he was like, can I get a photo? She didn't get in the photo, but I got in the photo with the guy. He was so camp. And when he taking the photo, he was like right next to me. I was like, you don't know him. You don't know my content, no. Do you? And he goes, I know, I'm such a celebrity whore.
So he doesn't know you really. He just no, saw he just you
knows
on
he saw me on something. And he's like, I got to get a photo just in case.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
How does that make you feel?
First off, it was like, oh, that's fun. Like it's like going in the foyer and people are like, oh, great job. And you're like, oh, thank you. It's nice. But it's also balanced with that, like that awkwardness of,
I hate that.
It's not a normal interaction. It's
one sided. It's yeah. Like, I don't know you. You feel like you know me because you've seen me do something and you're coming at me friendly and I'm coming at you like you're a random person because you're a random person.
Yeah. And when someone comes up to you in a foyer and says, great work, I really like the show, and that's what you're not then expected to go, and how are you?
Yeah, exactly.
You know,
you go, thanks so much.
Thank you for coming. I appreciate it. I hope you enjoyed all that sort of business.
And then you fucking walk away.
So, but I hadn't done this one 1,000 times, so I didn't know how to manage this, and I managed it poorly. I was really awkward. But I walked away being like, that was cool. And then I had that thought of, it was weird to know that they were like walking around the store watching me last time I was there. Because I could have been picking my nose or doing whatever. I didn't realize people were staring at me.
I mean, you probably should just be aware that in public people will look at you.
Yeah.
And like, don't pick your nose and stuff.
Sometimes I just, you gotta get in there, you know.
But you're now saying you didn't like that they might have been watching you.
True. Oh, you know what else I forgot about the story? I said something like, oh yes, I'm a YouTuber or something. And this group to my right, about five people around my age, boys and girls, maybe younger, they just stopped their conversation and looked over at our conversation because they overheard us doing our, oh, I feel like I know you, I'm a YouTuber, like this interaction. And they just stood there and watched us talk. And then once they realized that I was small,
they didn't care.
Went back to their conversation. But it was the weirdness of like, why are you guys listening to our conversation? And they weren't quiet about it. They were like, just staring.
Yeah, because if you were famous, then you wouldn't matter.
Yeah, they were trying to work it out.
Like, they wouldn't care. Like, it wouldn't matter to you. If you were huge, famous, like, you're recognized all the time, a group of people stopping, like, they feel like they've got, like, the authority. They're like, we can do this because he might be famous.
Yeah.
But because you're not as famous as they thought, they just turned around. They went back,
which was almost more hurtful.
It's pretty hurtful.
And they're like, oh, you're trash. Goodbye.
It's gross. You saw a different side of like society for a sec.
Mm. I really want, if those people, those two people.
Do you want to be famous?
No. I mean, I don't know. I think it'd be interesting for about a month.
I had this conversation last night. I was on a date and I had this conversation.
I think the fame that I'm reaching for, not that I'm reaching for fame, but in the career line.
Yeah.
Like if we're talking about the peak that I can get to.
Pretty good anonymity.
Yeah, you can exist in a sort of a perfect.
You could walk around the streets of Melbourne.
Even like Mr. Beast can walk around the streets and not get recognized by 70% of people.
Sure. I would say that's probably low. Mr. Beast, everybody I know has seen Mr. Beast. Even my dad watches Mr. Beast.
Is that true? Yeah.
My brother-in-law said something like, oh, I watch Mr. Beast. I was like, the fuck? I would never have even thought you are on YouTube at all.
Okay,
no, I don't, but I just love Mr. Beast's videos on Facebook.
He's at the height. Like, he's the tippity top. Like, I don't know.
Well, I've been listening to Bernie Burns' new podcast, which I absolutely love. And he said that it's the perfect level of fame for someone that didn't exactly want to be famous, but like for people that are striving to be famous, it's a great, he didn't put it in that context, but it's a great level of fame. You can be at PAX or you can be at a convention. Everybody knows you there, right? And you're like, oh yeah, cool, cool, cool. And you walk down the thing and then you can walk three blocks down the road and nobody fucking knows you.
Yeah.
And he's like, that is perfect.
He was going to be they were going to be my next example, like Rooster Teeth. Like, yeah. I feel like they can wander around, live their lives.
Correct.
Maybe get stopped once a day. And
maybe.
Yeah. And then, you know, like you say, go to an event and people will come up. You can go get your ego boosted and then go back to anonymity.
Yeah. I was having this conversation last night because I went to a movie. I went to the new Ghostbusters. And
can you just watch that on Netflix?
The new one?
Yeah.
No.
The Frozen
Empire. Is it on Netflix?
I think so. What's it called?
Frozen Empire.
I feel like it is on Netflix.
I doubt it, man.
Yeah, it would be weird that it's on movies and Netflix. Yeah. But
there is another like it might be like trailers or something for it. That would be weird. They should put trailers for upcoming movies on Netflix. That's just ads. Yeah. They shouldn't do that.
No, I don't do that.
Anyway. There was an ad, a Telstra ad maybe. Oh no, it's a he's gone electric. Barry's gone electric. It's this ad where they're all talking about this guy, Barry, who bought an electric car, and then the world's talking about Barry, and there's a Barry Gone Electric, the musical, and like all of a sudden from his drive from the dealership to his house, the whole world knows about him because he bought an electric car. And I said, God, that would be fucking awful. I said, how stressful would that be for Barry? And then she said, don't you want to be famous? And I said, no. She said, but you like to perform, you're an actor, don't you want to be famous? And I was like, no.
No.
I want to be a performer. I would love to be a successful headlining performer, but I don't want to be famous. Like this idea of wanting to be famous has never computed with me.
That's how people end up becoming influencers and
oh God, drives me insane. It's disgusting. I don't like people talking about me.
Influencers are weird. I don't imagine, because you don't get into being an influencer for any other reason than fame, surely. You can't be like, oh, I want to represent people's brands.
I reckon you probably could get into being an influencer if you were like very attractive and you like the attention, and then somebody comes to you and says, sell this.
But wanting attention is kind of like wanting fame.
I want people to like my Instagram.
True.
But I don't want 10,000 people to like my Instagram. I want my friends to like my Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's it.
Yeah, I get what you mean.
So if somebody came to me and said, we like your Instagram vibe, do you want to sell this? And it's like legit, I would say, no, thank you.
Yeah, yeah.
But there are people that would say, yes, I would love that.
But I think those people are striving for fame, not for...
Yeah, probably.
Because there's no passion in influencing, I don't think. Like, the passion for acting is acting, the craft,
correct,
the performing.
Correct.
The passion for influencing is...
Somebody else is telling me what to say and I say fame. Can I just say that I understand that it's very ironic that I'm saying I don't like to be famous and I don't like people talking about me while sitting on a podcast being filmed?
Well, I mean, there's only three people.
Look, listening. I'm not saying it's the most I'm not saying it's the most successful podcast on the planet, but I don't like the idea.
But it's not about like it, the what I like about this is the conversation and the editing and the like making
there's
the thing.
There's a craft, like, there's a passion, and I like it. Yeah, for sure.
I'm not watching the numbers being like, yeah, 400 this week or whatever. No. Although we just hit 80,000 downloads.
Whoa.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah. We're almost at 100,000.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Get something for 100,000 downloads on Spotify?
I think a lady comes around and tops us all off.
Wow, that's so upsetting.
But we have to watch each other.
Oh, Jesus.
Just a lady from Anchor comes over and... although I...
Don't say that because Anchor will find out, look, get upset with you.
I'm not... It's their policy.
Oh, that's true.
You know?
Anyway, I don't want to be famous.
Yeah, I understand. Yeah.
I would love to be on a play. In a play.
On a play.
I'd like to be... Like, my absolute dream in life... is to be in a play that like is shown at a big theater in Melbourne or London or New. I don't give a fuck about New York, to be honest.
Yeah,
London. I want to be in a play in the West End.
I'm more drawn to plays than musicals at the moment.
I mean, I love a musical.
It's just so stressful being like, is my voice going to be okay? Like, I could do a play if I had COVID.
Yeah,
you know.
I just know. Do you know what? I'm actually on the fence at the minute because I've taken a different career path that. People listening to the podcast may or may not know and whatever, right?
Yeah.
But I reckon it's going to end soon. I think I'm going to end that soon. Maybe a year, maybe 2 years.
Okay.
And I'm just going to give it a crack. And I've decided, because I go and see musicals in the city and I go, I could do that.
Yeah.
Genuinely, I know that a lot of people might feel the same way, but I know that I can do that. Like, I know it. And I know that there are people that feel the same way that can't. And I know that I can.
Yeah, but there's also a lot of people that feel the same way that can.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
But I can feel a niche and I think I could do it.
Yeah.
Just once. And even if I try and it doesn't work, whatever.
It's weird when you go like, I went to Groundhog Day Music when I was like, I know her, I know him.
Yeah.
And like you see people.
That's weird. Yeah.
You're like, which isn't, it's not always weird, but it's kind of fun. You're like, oh, I see these people in professional theater that I know. But then you go, yeah, I can do that. I've kind of lost the drive to pursue it professionally.
Sure.
I get out of doing what we do on the side. I get what I need out
the,
of that.
The amateur theatre that we do, professional amateur theatre, I think it would be better called with the companies that we do theatre with,
mm-hmm.
are insane. The only drawback to them is that they're a short run.
Yeah.
If we did Catch Me If You Can,
mm-hmm.
for a 6 week run, there would never be a part of me that thinks I need to do this professionally.
Yeah.
Right. If it was like, we're just going to do this for this many weeks. But the three month rehearsal period, which is gorgeous, is so long.
Yeah.
You feel so committed. And then it's over in a week and a half.
Yeah.
And you think, well, that's gorgeous and lovely. But also, I tried so fucking hard. Like, especially in that one, I worked my fucking ass off. I tried so hard. I desperately wanted to get it right. And then I did, and I did it so well. Toss my own hair. That, like, six shows was like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I get what you mean.
Anyway. yeah, so I don't want to be famous.
So you're going to, like, you're going to, in 2 years, take a break?
I think so, yeah.
Pursue?
Yep.
And then you
just balls to the wall, pursue it. Like, as fucking hard as I can for a year. And see where I get.
Yep.
Because I just don't think I tried hard enough. And I keep saying to people, I don't want to wake up and be 40
mm-hmm.
and think I didn't try.
Yeah, if you've got that fear now.
It's not a fear.
No, no, so, but like you've but got like that feeling.
I don't want it.
Yeah.
Right? So it's, I know it's not a fear. I'm not scared of waking up at 40 because I got a plan.
Yeah.
My plan is save this year, save next year, take the next year off and just try. Because it could be people being kind, right? But like the feedback I got after the last show that I did,
mm-hmm.
feedback I got after the show I did before was like, what the fuck are you doing here?
Yeah.
Why are you doing amateur theater? Why are you not? And I've got friends that are successful in Australian musical theatre and theatre generally that are like, I've worked with 1,000 people that are worse than you and you can feel their spot easily and I don't understand. And I'm like getting revved up by these people. You know what I mean?
It is easy to get gassed up.
But yeah. For sure. Yeah. And maybe I'm letting it rev me and maybe whatever. But if it's that's my passion, which it is, why the fuck am I sitting around doing something else?
Yeah.
That's what I'm feeling.
I think I've got the joy of, I've sort of found another passion.
Good. In what?
In content.
Oh, yeah, great.
So, like, I've been... that's what I've been driving towards.
Yeah.
But if I... Well, I mean, that's what... I did the exact same thing when I was at the reject shop.
Yeah.
I was like, I got to leave this job and pursue this thing balls to the wall.
Yeah.
And it worked out for me. Yeah. So, I think you should leave your job and pursue it balls to the wall.
I will. I will. It probably might, the work end of out. Next year. Probably.
Yeah.
And next year, I would say. But, like, it doesn't... It's like it's... I'm young. I know that I'm 28. I'll be 30. Oh, my God. I'll be 30 next year.
Shut the fuck up.
But who cares?
Yeah.
I keep saying that a lot of my friends are like nervous about the thing or, oh, dating at the minute is like.
I'm very nervous about 30.
Are you really?
Yeah, I'm shitting myself.
How come?
Because, Ellie.
Enough, would you? Girl.
I've only just started getting my life admin underway and that's just cause I'm scared of 30. And it's just like, I don't know, letting go your 20s. You know, I cannot put my finger on why I'm scared of 30.
Sure.
You know, I can also feel my body slowing down in parts, which is okay. Why I'm working out so hard.
Yeah.
Like it's literally just like a point of my life crisis.
Okay.
You know, it's just a scary number.
This is only for me.
Yeah.
The number doesn't mean anything.
Mm.
26, 27, 28, 29, 30. Might as well be all the same. I understand that when I'm 26, I'm younger and whatever. But 30 isn't 70.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, yeah.
Your 30s are fine. And the fact that, like, this is what I was driving at before. A lot of my friends are nervous about dating and they're 25, right? And they said, but I've got to be in a committed relationship by the time I'm 30. No, you actually don't.
Yeah.
No, you don't. And women, I get, have the biological clock. But there are options.
That's true. I didn't even think about that.
Right? But there are options. And it's very plausible for a woman to be pregnant at 34 or 35. I understand you'll be an older parent.
Yeah.
But like, that's an option, right? There's options. So let's just like all just stop getting ourselves into a fucking tizzy about the fact that we're going to turn 30 and just enjoy ourselves.
Yeah.
Right? Your life isn't falling apart. If you're getting on top of your life admin, that's magnificent. Right? You're sorting yourself out. It's a point of progression.
Yeah.
Actually. Is what I'm hearing from you, to be honest. Is that, okay, I'm scared of being 30, but I'm getting my life in order. Then great, your life's in order. And then how good your 30s will be.
Yeah, I really want my 30s to be good. Yeah. It's also like, there's that weird thing where I'm about to turn 30, but I still feel like I'm 21.
Every single adult says that. My dad says that. My mum says that. My grandfather says that. He says he looks in the mirror and he goes, who the fuck is that guy?
Yeah.
Because internally you feel... 25, 21, yeah. Whatever the case may be.
Also, when I was 28 and I saw grey hairs, I went, ha, that's so cool.
Yeah.
When I'm 29 and I see grey hairs, I'm like, what the fuck?
Nah.
So, dating's a part of it too. Like, you know, everyone's got goals and stuff like that. But yeah. I'm also just like, I'm less like, yeah, it's more about the life and like proving to everybody that I am 30 when I don't want to.
I think... We've got like as I think like 30 in my mind is like you're an adult.
Yeah.
If you're 30, you're an adult. Your life's in order. I know a million 30-year-olds that don't have their fucking life in order.
I still want to be able to do a cartwheel and fart and people laugh and people not go,
they will.
This guy's fucking grow up.
They will.
You know? He's almost 30. He should fucking... That's what I...
Who's saying that?
I don't know. That's a fear that's been in my brain. I'm
no
like...
No one's saying that.
Like, the other day I was on stream and I was like... I was doing, you know, some fucking stupid thing and I was like, oh, at what point does this... Like, do people look at this and they go, this guy's 30 years old and he's still like...
How do they know he's still 30 gone? Years old? But how do they know that?
That's true. That's true. Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. It's just a fear I had.
It's a fear. It's a, I mean, it's not a. It's not rational.
Yeah. Okay.
Is fine.
Yeah.
It's not normal. I mean, it's normal. It's not justified, I don't think.
Yeah.
I don't think. You know, James Acaster is almost 40.
He looks about 16.
Yeah, but so do you.
And you know what? When I see James Acaster being a dingle, I don't think.
I don't go, God. And so all of the people on fucking Taskmaster, do you think that they're all.
Truth, truth.
Cares? You know what? Greg Davies? Yeah. Come on, man.
Yeah. I've been. I saw Greg Davies. I've been lucid dreaming.
Whoa.
Yeah. I got, you saw those speakers I installed in my.
Yeah. Yeah. With the above my bed.
Yeah. So I've been playing like lucid dreaming, hypnosis, sleep tracks things.
Sure.
Where they, it's just a lady guiding you into
lucid dreaming.
And it has been, in a word, exquisite.
Really?
Yeah. It's been working. The first night it was like at some point she asks you these questions like, are you asleep? Are you lying in your bed? Are you in your room? And then later on we'll ask you again. And the first night it was like a voice in the sky was asking me these questions. And I was in like a half daydreaming, half sleeping sort of thing. And it was cool. And then, you know, another night I did it. It was literally someone came up to me and said, are you asleep? And I was like, no. And they're like, are you in your room? And I was like, oh, I'm dreaming. Yes. And I was like that. And I was like, yes.
That's crazy.
And then I fucked everyone.
Did you really?
I gotta cut that.
That's you really?
I've been fucking a lot.
Really? You fucking dirty dog.
I know. And then
stop dream fucking people. Who are you fucking?
Your mum.
You could in your dream.
I know. I could do anything. I kicked the shit out of my dad. I don't know what that's about. I don't know. Yeah. I didn't think
you knew you were dreaming and it didn't matter.
Yeah. And I just fucking
off. Did you really beat the shit out of him?
Beat the fucking piss out of my dad.
Oh my God. Was he bleeding?
Oh yeah.
And that's so dark, man. Yeah,
it's so dark. Then I fucked him.
No.
No. It took me a while, to just go, I should try flying.
And did you?
Yeah.
And how was it?
It's amazing.
Damn it.
I've done it like three nights in a row, just gone, which is why I'm sleeping more lately, because sleep's a real problem for me.
Yeah.
But I've been sleeping more because I'm excited to go to bed and fuck everyone. No.
So who's the most notable person you fucked?
I don't know. Like, it's more of a gag. I have had sex in the dreams, but that's not the. I'm not going into.
Who
haven't I had sex?
That's what I'm asking.
No, I'll tell you off the podcast.
Oh shit! It's someone I know.
If there is someone that we know, I guarantee I fuck them in my dream.
Fuck me in your dream. No. Fuck me in your dream tonight. Let me tell me how I am.
I haven't fucked any boys.
Just have a go.
But it's too lucid. It's not like it's my choice and I'm not interested.
I'd be so good. I'd guide you through it.
I could make you just turn you into a lady.
Fuck me with my little boy pussy. Come on.
I don't want to. It's my lucid dreaming.
You're going to have to send me this video. I'd love to do this.
The lucid dreaming thing?
Yeah.
I'll send it to you.
I don't have speakers above my bed. I got headphones.
You can use headphones because the whole idea is it's got to be like left and right because it's whatever it is. But I don't like wearing headphones when I go to sleep. So I
got little AirPods.
Yeah, perfect.
That should work.
So I installed the speakers above my head.
That is so fucking crazy.
Yeah.
That is so fucking crazy.
Well, first I wanted to just have that 432 hertz deep sleep. And that, I fall asleep in 2 minutes.
Really?
Like I lie down, I get the pillow perfect. I like just, I'm lying on my back, which is not the way I usually sleep. And then it starts and then it just stops all the voices in your head. And you start to like the umming just sort of, it's weird. It like sort of separates your brain from your body and then you're asleep. It's just, it's like meditation. It just guides it. The noises fill your brain.
I did not have you as a recharging your crystals frequency boy in 2024 on my bingo card.
432 hertz is very well proven. We don't have, nothing is in 432 hertz anymore. But like 432 hertz is apparently just good for the body.
Apparently? doesn't mean that it's proven. Apparently. No, but
well, I mean, either way, it's like the science of the hertz doesn't matter. It's the noise stopping me from thinking about things. The silence. It's like a white noise machine, or opening your window and listening to the rain. It's
but
just,
now you're lucid dreaming with guided meditation and things. You're turning into You're turning into can't remember her name.
Briar. I also bought a Native American flute in 432
you
hertz.
You did.
Yeah.
Is it here?
No, I don't know when it's been shipped.
I bought a knife yesterday.
We're operating on two different wavelengths.
Yeah.
432 hertz.
No, not a knife to stab people with. A nice Japanese kitchen knife.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
It's really nice. I spent way too much money on it.
Yeah, I spent...
way too... How much money was yours?
On the flute?
Yeah.
Well, how much money? Well, let's just go up by like...
Okay. Was it $100?
It's more than $100. Was yours more than $100?
More than $100.
More than $200?
It was.
It's more than $300.
Yes.
Is it more than $400?
Yes.
That's all right. I'm between $400 and $500.
$450.
Was yours? Your knife costs $40 more than my Native American.
No. Mine was a $600 knife.
$600 knife.
Yeah.
That's a knife.
That's amazing.
Hey, it's GMAT here from The Real GMAT, and don't forget that if you enjoyed this episode of the GMAT podcast and you want to hear more, we also have the podcast post show, which is available exclusively to our Patreon supporters at patreon.com/GMAT podcasts. The podcast post show is a shorter episode recorded directly after the regular podcast, where we wrap up the episode and talk about the things we didn't have time to talk about. Don't forget to rate this podcast on your podcast app of choice and share it with all of your friends.